Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 11th through 22nd, with Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, Diane Reeves, Dr. Lonnie Smith's In the Beginning Octet, Zoe Keating, and more. Tickets and the full concert schedule at sfjazz.org.
Bothell High School Jazz Band 1, directed by Philip Dean and featuring as guest artist Mark Taylor, who was the first alto saxophonist up there. The student soloists were Canyon Powers on trumpet and Zach Hill, who was heard toward the end. The Bothell High School Jazz Band 1, playing a tune by Quincy Jones called Belly Roll, a.k.a. The Boy in the Tree. And that comes from the latest edition of the KPLU School of Jazz, Volume 10, just out. Hi, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to some new releases, some so new they haven't even been issued yet. We're going to be listening to a song from the new Diane Schur album, which is due out first part of next month, but we'll give you a sneak preview today on Jazz Northwest. But first, here's another brand new one that we just received this last week. This is pianist Rick Van Dyke. I first knew Rick as a wonderful alto saxophonist and then as a pretty amazing guitarist, and then he turned his attention to piano, and that's what he's concentrating on now. Here he is from a new CD titled Turns, the Rick Van Dyke Trio, with Paul Gabrielson on bass, John Bishop on drums, Rick at the piano, and one of eight compositions of his that are included in this disc. This one extends out a bit, and he says, "Humble thanks to McCoy Tyner and John Coltrane for lighting my way." This one is called House of Ra.
Thank you. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time.
Diane Schur from her new CD, I Remember You, and her CD is going to be released June 10th, but there you have a free sample preview of it. It's rather straight-ahead kind of affair with arrangements by Alan Broadbent, who is also the pianist, Ben Wolfe on bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, and Joel Fromm on tenor sax. Ronnie Ben-Hur on guitar on most tracks. Romero Lubambo comes in on a couple of more Brazilian-flavored pieces. Diane Schur, her new CD, I Remember You, out on June 10th. Before that, a new CD by Rick Mandyke, pianist Rick Mandyke, with Paul Gabrielson on bass and John Bishop on drums in that trio, and an original by Rick titled House of Ra. And there are 8 original tunes in here by Rick Mandyke. The album is titled Turns. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Let's take a look at the jazz calendar, which is kind of dominated by the Bellevue Jazz Festival, which is coming up next week. It runs Wednesday through Saturday. This afternoon, there's a jam at the Couth Buzzard led by Kenny Mandel. It's in progress now and continues until 4. Eugenie Jones, who won the Northwest Album of the Year at the Earshot Awards, is singing tonight at 6 at Sea Monster Lounge on 45th in Wallingford. Danny Kolke and his trio will be playing the regular Sunday evening session at Boxley's in North Bend starting at 6. And at Jazz Alley currently, Ramsey Lewis Electric Band wrapping up their stint this evening at 7:30. Monday night, Mark's Mason Trio plays at Thurston's, which is just around the corner from the Latona Tavern. The Owl Jam on Tuesdays is always a pretty good bet, and Oz Noy will be playing at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday in a trio. Wednesday, the Bellevue Jazz Festival begins with the featured concerts, including Trumpet Summit featuring Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott on Wednesday night at Bakes Place. And on Thursday night, Carlos Cascante and his Tumbao will be playing Thursday at Bakes Place. Poncho Sanchez is featured Friday night with his band at the Maidenbauer Center Theater. And Bill Frisell and Beautiful Dreamer will play there on Saturday night. That's the Bellevue Jazz Festival headliners. Meanwhile, each night, there's jazz in the clubs and restaurants around the downtown Bellevue area. Free admission for those, and the featured artists are ticketed events. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU Jazz Calendar. Also, earshot.org has a very complete calendar, and there are daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Let's listen to some music from Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott, who made a previous album of the East-West Trumpet Summit. This was a studio album that was done in Edgewood, Washington, and they are going to be playing several gigs, including Bakes Place, and also they're going to be recording in a performance at the Burns Performing Arts Center in Arlington Saturday night, May 31st, and that'll be at 7:30 p.m., and that'll be recorded for a new Origin album. Here are Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott. Tom is on the left and Ray on the right. Travis Shook is on piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. We'll hear them playing a tune by Horace Silver called Juicy Lucy. Thank you.
con un cariño sincero vuelvo de nuevo, cantando con mi tumbao ya tradición, siguiendo la melodía, expresando lo que siento en mi canción. Ya tuve mi tumbaito otra vez, ya tuve mi tumbaito otra vez, ven a bailarlo conmigo, olvida las penas, apártate de lo falso y de los problemas. No hay tiempo, no te resistas. Escucha mi tumbaito que te llevará.
That's right. Because I want everybody in Seattle to say, we got clave.
Tumbadito otra vez. Mi tumbadito otra vez.
Carlos Cascante is Su Tumbao, recorded live in performance a couple of years ago at the Sculpture Park as part of the Art of Jazz series. And we heard Yatuwe, as done by Carlos Cascante, the lead vocalist there. And I don't have the personnel for all the rest of it, but I remember Thomas Marriott was playing trumpet in there. And I think it was Julio Jaregui on keyboards. Carlos Cascante, the lead singer, and he is going to be performing with his group as part of the Bellevue Jazz Festival, playing on Thursday at Bakes Place in Bellevue. And the group heard before that, Trumpet Summit, will lead off the festival on Wednesday night at Bakes Place. And Trumpet Summit includes Thomas Marriott and Ray Vega, reading left to right. That's the way you heard them there, playing Horace Silver's tune Juicy Lucy, with Travis Shook on piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. And that's from their first album, East West Trumpet Summit, and they're going to be recording a second album in a concert which takes place next Saturday night at Burns Performing Arts Center in Arlington, Saturday night. Meanwhile, back at the Bellevue Jazz Festival, we're going to hear some more Latin music, this time from Pancho Sanchez, who's playing in the Meydenbauer Center Theater on Friday night. This comes from a concert Pancho Sanchez and his band played live in Hollywood at Hollywood and Highland. And Pancho Sanchez and his group are doing great tune here by Mango Santa Maria. This is Afro Blue.
How about a hand for Mr. Pancho Sanchez? Oui. What? We'll be right back.
Poncho Sánchez, Papo Rodríguez, Mr. Rob Hart. Give it up! Hollywood!
Two more of the feature performers at the Bellevue Jazz Festival coming up this week. We just heard from the Bill Frisell Beautiful Dreamers group with Evan Kang playing viola, Rudy Royston on drums, and Bill Frisell on guitar. They'll play Saturday night at the Meydenbauer Center Theater. The night before, Pancho Sanchez, who we heard earlier, will be performing there. We heard Pancho Sanchez doing Afro Blue with his group in concert. A full schedule of the Bellevue Jazz Festival is available by going online to bellevuejazz.com, and you'll find not only the headliners playing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but also music in the clubs and restaurants around the downtown Bellevue core Wednesday through Saturday. Complete listings are available there. Those performances are free. Next is a tune from Danny Kolke Trio plus Pete Chrisleib. Danny Kolke plays every Sunday evening with this trio at Boxley's in North Bend. And on this occasion, during the Jazz Walk weekend last September, they had a very special guest in Pete Chrisleib on tenor saxophone joining them. Danny Kolke at the piano, John Hamer on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums with Pete on tenor, and this version of Amazing Grace. Thank you. Danny Kolke at the piano with his trio and Pete Chrislieb on tenor saxophone playing that version of Amazing Grace. With Danny at the piano, John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums. Pete Chrislieb, who is a new addition to our area. Pete is now moving to Seattle and living here, Puget Sound area. Amazing Grace from Danny Kolke's new trio album with Pete Chrislieb live at Boxley's. You can catch the trio there every Sunday evening. And that's it for today for me, for Jazz Northwest. Thanks for listening this afternoon, and stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedral Woolley, a community service.